Thank you for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Hi. I just noticed I have a charge from Extreme Boost. Is that what this is for? And I wondered what it's for.
Yes, so I definitely understand you called in regards to charges, in which I'll be happy to assist. We're a third-party establishment who handles a wide range of online vendors and products. But in order to specify any service or charges, I would need to locate your information first. Can you provide me your zip code, please?
864-06.
And can you provide me your first and last name, please?
Cynthia Gunderson.
And spell the last name, please.
G as in George, U, N as in Nancy, D as in David, E, R, S as in Sam, O, N.
Okay, thank you. Just a moment.
Sure.
All right, thank you for patiently holding. So I was unable to locate any accounts with the information provided. Do you possibly know the last four digits of the credit or debit card that was used?
Yeah, it's on my, just a second. Let's go get it. Yeah, it's what do you want, the last four? What numbers did you want?
Yes, ma'am. The last four digits of the credit or debit card that was used.
Okay, it's, yeah. Try 9675.
Okay, thank you. Just a moment.
Okay.
And if I may ask them, do you know how much the charge was for that was received?
Yeah, there's two. There's two of them. One is for $56.95 on February the 11th. And then there's another one for $7.95 on February the 5th. Well, the 5th is first, actually.
Okay.
That's the only ones I see so far.
Right. Okay. Because the reason I asked, because the information you provided, I was unable to locate any accounts or charges with the information. Hold on just a moment. So it looks like I have located the account upon second glancing again. So can you verify your shipping address, please?
Yes, 465 Mohegan Drive, Lake Havasu City, Arizona.
All right, thank you for that information. So I show on February the 4th, you submitted an entry for our sweepstakes, looks like to win an iPad. I show you did pay $7.95, which was to cover your entry, and also does cover the shipping and handling for when the item is shipped out. So within the terms and conditions, of course, for the sweepstakes, it did explain by you submitting the entry that you would also be signing up for our discount shopping store. This, of course, is priced at $56.95 a month. And the benefit of being a member, you do receive a $125 gift card, which is sent via email every month as well.
Oh, well, I never got the gift card.
And you have recently checked, like, your inbox and spam folder as well?
Oh, let me look here. Oh, see, I didn't see that other part. I should have known. So obviously I don't get the iPad, huh?
Yes, ma'am. So they do select at random who is going to win. If you haven't received anything at this time, that would mean you were not, you know, unfortunately selected as a winner.
Yeah, so surprised. I knew better than to do that.
But if you would like, you know, if you don't want to be billed for the membership, I can go ahead and cancel that for you, and that'll go in effect immediately.
Do I get a refund for the other, the 56?
Now, the charge is going to be valid based on our terms and conditions, but what I can offer is a courtesy refund of 35% of the initial charge, and that's going to reflect within an estimated 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. What does it say for the card that I was supposed to get an email?
It's the title of the email is going to be Discount Shopping Store. It should be the title that's shown for the email sent. And of course, once you do, you know, click through the email, it's going to have a link that's going to direct you to the website where you'll be able to use the electronic gift card. And that's going to be on our Discount Shopping Store.
Okay. Trying to get into my spam.
Okay.
I'm not having much luck. Would it have been sent already?
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Okay. Okay. Wait a minute. Okay. Let me look. Hey, there's nothing in my junk mail, so.
Okay.
So I would say there's nothing there, right?
Well, I mean, it should have been sent initially when you did sign up for the sweepstakes. But I mean, if you want us to, you know, have that resent out, I can submit that up for you. And within the next 2 to 3 hours, you should be receiving that email to your email address provided. And just to confirm, we have the email address CINSRX@yahoo.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so if I get the 100, it's how much? 100 and how much?
$125 gift card, but you can only use this towards the discount shopping store only.
Okay, but what if I cancel? Can I still use the card?
You're still going to receive it because you were once a member, so you still would be able to take advantage of that offer.
So I should get the 125 and not, and so then the $56 would stay, right?
Yes, ma'am. Now, the charge is going to be valid, but I did refund 35% of the charge, which is going to go back to your bank account within 3 to 5 business days. I've also canceled the account, which is going to go in effect immediately, and I've also submitted up to our upper management as far as with getting the gift card resent out to you as well. So, like I said, they should be resending that to you within the next hour or two.
Oh, okay. So then it's canceled, but then I still get the gift card because I was a member at the time.
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And how do I know where to shop?
It's going to have a link in the email that you're going to receive, and you just click on the link, and it's going to direct you to our website, Discount Shopping Store, and that's where you will be able to take advantage as far as we're using the gift card provided.
Okay. Okay. So where else would I look at it if it's not in my junk mail, huh?
The two places it should be is going to be either reflect within the inbox or within the spam folder.
Okay. So bulk mail is a little, is that, that's a little different, isn't it? Or not? Kind of looks.
You said, what was the name of it again, ma'am? You're looking at like an email?
It says bulk mail.
That possibly could be the name, but it should be all together under discount shopping store.
Okay. And it would have been around the, when I did the 795 or whatever. That
correct.
Thing, right?
Around the beginning of February. Right. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me find the beginning of February.
And I have canceled the account. I have a confirmation to provide for your records. If you have a pen or pencil, I can provide you with a confirmation and let me know when you're ready.
Okay, just one second. Okay. Oh, no. Yeah, okay. I'm ready.
Yes, ma'am. Confirmation is C as in council. 258-952-287. And all together, I'm going to repeat it one more time. That's C258-952-287.
Yep, perfect. Yep. All righty. So I'm trying to look. What would it say, the email?
Discount shopping store.
Okay, I'll see if I can look it up here.
But if you don't have it, we're already in the process of resending it to you. So, I mean, within an hour or two, like I said, you should be receiving that notification for the online gift card.
Okay. Yeah, because it doesn't show up anywhere.
Okay. So as a recap, ma'am, everything's canceled. Make sure you look out for that refund that was submitted today within the next few business days. I've also submitted up for the email to be sent out again for the discount shopping store for the electronic gift card. And I also did provide you the confirmation, which is going to be in regards to all the transactions that were submitted today as well.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much. You've been very helpful. I appreciate it.
You're most definitely welcome, ma'am. And if no further questions or concerns, again, thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye.